that's not a song written by one of the exes, no. It's Natasha Bedingfield with Soulmate.
Scotty was sure it was. There's no wonder he dumped her.
Now, remember the song we played yesterday by Jack?
Mm.
Called The Best Girl in the World?
Yeah.
And they're mine, and they're mine, and they're mine. Remember him? I accuse him of being a serial killer, right? He wrote it for a girl called Grace, if you remember, if you were listening yesterday. Quite a few people on the sex saying, do you know whether she's been back in touch with Jack since hearing the song? Because he hadn't sent the song to her. He sent it to us to premiere it first on Radio 1. Mm. And has she been in touch to say, oh my God, Jack, I've made a terrible mistake and I desperately want to go out with you again? I don't know. What we could do, if you like, is give Jack a bit of a call later on and see if Grace has been in touch. Radio 1. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hi. Now, normally these are songs from blokes trying to get back with girls, we've learnt so far. And we said that girls don't ever do this. They don't write songs for exes. But we found one that does. Hi.
Hi.
Now, you hadn't split up with this guy though, had you?
No.
So tell me what happened.
I just decided to write a song for him.
And who is this guy?
Paul.
Okay.
And is he somebody you go out with, or is he somebody you just admire from afar?
It's someone I go out with, and I love the world for him. The world of him.
Oh.
So you're together now?
Yes.
But is it true, Marie, that you wrote this song for him after just having one date with him?
Yeah.
One date?
One date, yeah. So I like kissing him, you see.
Pardon?
I like kissing him.
Good. You kissed on the first date?
He's a good kisser. I like kissing him.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
See, most people would maybe send chocolates or flowers after the first date.
Mm.
Or,
yeah.
You know, just pop into the garage on the way home.
Yeah.
Pick up some
tulips.
Yeah. But not you, Maria.
No.
You record an actual song for him.
Yeah, well, if you want to be right out and open, I've written a whole album, more or less, for him.
After one date, you wrote an album for him?
Yeah, I love him to bits.
Yeah, but it was one date.
I mean, I'm a bit of a romancer.
Yeah.
I think that's one word.
See, what normally happens, what we've got so far, is boys just sitting there, you know, with their acoustic guitar, making records like this.
And if ever you're down, if you're out of a friend, just know I'll be there to talk to you.
But Maria makes something like a dance tune.
Really?
It's quite trancy.
Right?
Okay.
Well, you're not worried it might scare him off, though?
No, why should it? I mean, I should be very flattered. I would have thought the fact that I like kissing him and being with him and want to spend the rest of my life with him.
Yeah, hang on, after one date?
Run away! Right.
I thought you'd like that, you know.
Right, shall we have a listen then?
Oh, yeah, of course you can.
Right, okay. So, this is very romantic, Chopper. Right, imagine it. You have one date with a girl, okay? A couple of days later, the postman arrives. Oh, it's a CD.
Mm.
And it's got this on it. Can you imagine Dave Pearce playing this on Dance Anthems?
Kiss. Kiss. My lips. Kiss my lips.
This is after one date.
Yeah.
Are you quite demanding?
Yeah, I am, probably. But that is part of me, you know.
Well,
you're so honest.
Yeah, at least you are.
Was he not a little bit freaked out when he heard this bit? Met him once, Maria. He's still with you now.
Hey?
He's still with you now?
Yes, I'm still with him.
He didn't do a runner?
No.
Wow. I think this is the bit that made him stay with you and got him maybe a little bit hot under the collar.
So, rise with me. Love, love, love me.
Blimey.
Wow.
Do you get up early? Is that what you meant? You want you wanted him to get up with you?
Well, actually, one of the other ones is called White Satin Sheets. It's all about being in bed.
That's just nice. So how long... how long have you been with him now?
5.5 years.
What?
So it really works.
It really works.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Dave Pearce. Join me for Dance Anthem, straight after the official UK number one. If you're...
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.